诸位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, 平安。
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow.
爱我们的父神，我们感谢你，今天再次到主的面前来歌颂敬拜你。
Lord God, we thank you that we come before you to worship you.
借着你的话语来对我们说话。
And speak to us through your word.
奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.希腊哲学家亚里士多德当论到死亡的时候，他这么的说，他似乎是一切事情的结束。
The famous Greek philosopher Aristotle regarding death, he said, it appears to be the end of everything.
法国存在主义哲学家沙特这么的说，死亡除去所有一切的意义。
The French philosopher and existentialist Jean-Paul Sartre said, "Death removes all meaning from life."
已经过世美国的无神论者，这个 Robert Ingersoll， 当他的弟兄过世之后，在葬礼当中，他没有话可以来安慰他的家属。
And Robert Ingersoll, who was an atheist, who since passed away, when his brother passed away, he had no words to comfort his own family.
他说：“人生就是在两个寒冷与荒野之永恒的高峰之间的峡谷。”
He said, "Life is a narrow veil between the cold and barren peaks of two eternities."
我们努力想去观望高峰的另一端，却是徒劳无功。
We strive in vain to look beyond the heights.
以上这些人认为死亡就是人生的结束。
So all these people we mentioned above, they all think death is the end of everything.
人生不再有任何的意义。
There's no purpose in our lives.
人生结束之后，在过去别无所有，或者是不可知。
And at the end of life, there's nothing more or unknown to us.
但是耶稣在要为世界的人被钉十字架之前，对他的门徒说，这个在他死后，他将回到父那里去。
But before Jesus was crucified for our sins on the cross, he told his disciples that after his death, he was going to return to his Father.
约翰福音十四章第二、第三节，耶稣说：“我去，原是为你们预备地方。我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里叫你们，也在那里。”
So in John 14, verses 2 through 3, Jesus told his disciples that I'm going to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come back and take you to be with me so that you may be where I am.
当我们结束在这个世界上的生命的时候，耶稣基督提供我们一条伟大的出路。
And when we finish our life here in this world, Jesus can provide a way out for us.
耶稣替我们预备了一个地方。
Jesus has prepared a place for us.
耶稣说：“我就是道路。”他带领我们到神的面前。
Jesus, he told us that he's a path to lead us before God.
约翰福音十四章第六节，耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
John 14:6, Jesus answered.I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣为了世人的罪被钉在十字架上，三天后，这个时候三天复活，这来证明神是一位掌管生死的神。
Jesus died for our sins on the cross, and 3 days later he resurrected. And this proved that God reigns over death, life and death.
所以在这种信仰里面，使徒保罗在今天我们所读的经文哥林多前书十五章五十五到五十七节说：“死亡啊，你胜利在哪里？ 死亡啊，你的毒刺在哪里？死亡的毒刺是从罪来的，而罪的权势是从法律来的。但是感谢上帝，是我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
And this is the faith that Apostle Paul speaks about in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 55 through 57. Where, O death, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
意思就是起先人类违背了神的命令，遭受死的刑罚，死就因此临到了这个世界。
It means that human beings disobeyed God's commandments and was punished by the penalty of death, and death came to this world.
但是神爱我们世人，借着耶稣基督来承担罪的刑罚。
But Jesus loves us as through Christ that He took the burden of the penalty for us.
耶稣基督的复活胜过了死亡的权势，所以在耶稣基督的信仰里面，死亡不再是一种的威胁。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ overcame the authority of death. That's why in the faith of Jesus Christ, death is no longer a threat to us.
所以我们从哥林多前书十五章五十五到五十八节里面所记载耶稣基督胜过死亡的权势来领受神的话。
So through the scripture that we just read in 1 Corinthians, let us receive God's word.
第一，耶稣基督胜过死亡的权势，就是带来人生一个超越的盼望。
And first is that the Jesus overcoming the power of death gives us a transcending hope in life.
在历史上，许多信仰的伟人充满着信心，勇敢地面对死亡。
In history, there are many greats of faith who are filled with so much trust and courage to face death.
保罗在腓立比书第一章二十一节说，因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
And Paul says in Philippians 1:21, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
意思就是耶稣基督是一位活活的主。
He said Jesus Christ is a living Lord.
我们在这个世界上为他而活，那我们知道当我们死了之后必与主同在。
We know that when we live in this world, we live for Him, and when we die, we'll be with Him.
所以因此使徒保罗说，死是一件更好的事。
And that's why Paul says that dying is even a better thing.
当然，在这里，我们珍惜神赐给我们在这个世界上的生命。
But this is not to tell us that we shouldn't treasure our life in this world.
保罗的意思就是，人在基督里虽然有一天会死，其实死不是真正的死，乃是进入到一个与神同在的一个更大的生命的空间。
So what Paul really meant is that in Christ, even though one day we may die, that death is not the true death. It's actually an entrance into a larger dimension of life with God.
潘国华，这个德国的神学家，在1945年4月8日，站在信仰的立场，反对纳粹政权被判死刑。
Dietrich Bonhoeffer, in the year 1945, on April 8th, he was sentenced to death because of his faith in Jesus Christ.
当天，当他被带离开他的这个同囚的同伴的时候，他对他们说，这是结束，但对我而言是生命的开始。
When he was taken away from his prison mates, he told his prison mates that this is the end, but for me, the beginning of life.
安提阿的主教伊纳在初世纪的时候，因为宗教逼迫，被殉教，丢入在狮子的穴里。
Ignatius, a bishop of Antioch, in the first century, he was persecuted and thrown into a lion's den.
他这么说，当手边有祭坛的时候，是我莫过于成为献给神的一个祭物。
And he said, grant me no more than to be a sacrifice for God while there is an altar at hand.
我宁愿死与基督同在，也不愿意同自地的释放。
And I'd rather die than get to Jesus Christ than reign over the ends of the earth.
波利甲士梅那的主教在第二世纪殉教。
And also Polycarp, the bishop of Smyrna, he was martyred in the second century.
他在火刑柱上被烧死。
And he was burned at stake.
因为他不愿意来咒诅基督，并向凯撒下拜。
Because he wasn't willing to curse Jesus Christ and bow down to Caesar.
他说，我服侍他就是耶稣基督，我服侍他86年。他从未错待我，我如何能够亵渎那拯救我的王？
And he said, 86 years I have served him, referring to Jesus Christ. He has never done wrong. How could I blaspheme my king who has saved me?
约翰·威斯里是卫理公会的创始者，他在临终之前他说，所有之中最好的是神与我们同在。
John Wesley, he was the founder of the Methodist Church. Before he died, he said, the best of all is God is with us.
耶稣被钉在十字架上，在最后要断气之前，他在路加福音23:46说，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
When Jesus was on the cross and when he took before he took his last breath, he said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit."
以上这些见证乃是告诉我们，人结束了在这个世界的生命的时候，不是一切都结束归于乌有了。
And all these testimonies tell us that when we finish our life in this world, it doesn't mean that everything will turn to nothing.
圣经告诉我们，神是永恒的，并且人的灵魂也是永恒的。
And the Bible tells us that God is eternal, and our spirit is also eternal.
所以，当我们结束在这个世界上的生命的时候，我们将借着耶稣基督与神永远的同在。
When our lives end in this world, that through Jesus Christ we could be with God forever.
耶稣从死里复活，他胜过了死亡的权势，他是一位永恒的主。
And Jesus resurrected from the dead, and he overcame the authority of death, and that he's an eternal Lord.
所以我们所信靠这一位神是一位永恒的神。
And also this God that we trust in is an eternal God.
因此，耶稣基督的胜利带给我们人生一个超越的盼望。
And therefore, the victory of Christ gave us a transcending hope.
我们看人生不仅仅是看在这个世界上的年日。
When we look at life, we don't just count our days.
我们相信有永生与神永远的在一起。
We believe that there's an eternity to be with God forever.
我们对人生有永恒的价值与盼望。
We have an eternal value and hope for life.
因此，我们就不会像旧约里面以赛亚先知当时代的一些人对人生的看法说：“我们吃喝吧，因为明天要死了。”
So we won't speak like those who are in Prophet Isaiah's era. And when they look at life, they say, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
圣经告诉我们，人的灵魂与生命的意义是存到永远的。
And the Bible tells us that our spirit and the meaning of life is to be forever.
人生短暂，我们必须把握住机会做些有意义的事。
Now, lives in this world are short, and therefore we need to take advantage of the opportunity and do meaningful things.
布道家格里汉分享一个见证。
An evangelist, Billy Graham, he shared a testimony.
有一位妇女写信给他说，他的小孩都已经长大，离开家庭，现在他真心觉得很无聊，他应当怎么办呢？
And he shared that once there was a lady who wrote to him and telling him that her children had already left home and she felt really bored in her life and what she should be doing.
格里汉回信给他说，在过去你身边的家人最需要你的时间与力气。
So Billy Graham, he replied in the letter and he said, in the past, your immediate family needed most of your time and strength.
现在你可以扩张你的爱的范围。
And now you can extend the range of your love.
在你的邻居有小孩需要人的了解与友谊。
The children in your neighborhood who need understanding and friendship.
在你附近有许多年老的人，他们渴望有人作伴，甚至盲人无法来享受你所觉得那些无聊的电视。
And there are aged people near you who are starved for companionship, and even blind people who cannot even enjoy the television that you find so boring.
为何你不出去并寻找帮助其他的人来得着那一种的喜乐呢？
So why not get out and find the joy of helping others?
几个礼拜之后，那个妇女回信给他说，我试了你的处方，这个方法有效。
So a few weeks later, the lady wrote back and said, I tried your prescription, and it works.
我从黑暗走出进入了白天。
I've walked from night into day.
我们得着耶稣基督的新生命，当我们以基督的爱去爱那些需要中的人的时候，我们将体验丰富的人生。
And after we've gained a new life in Jesus Christ,And we're able to love others with the love of Christ, and we could gain an even more abundant life.
第二，对主一个不动摇的信心。
And second message is unwavering faith into Christ.
再回到哥林多前书十五章五十八节说，所以，亲爱的弟兄们，包括姐妹们，你们要站稳，不可动摇。
Going back to 1 Corinthians 15:58, Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm, let nothing move you.
使徒保罗告诉我们，基督因从死里复活，胜过了死亡的权势。基督既然是一位活活的主，我们所信靠的这一位神，是一位掌管生死全能的神。
So Apostle Paul tells us that Jesus resurrected from the dead and surpassed the power of death. Jesus, the Christ is a living God, and the God that we trust is a God who has power over life and death.
因此使徒保罗勉励我们在耶稣基督的信仰上面要站立得稳，不可动摇。
In this way, Paul encourages us to stand firm in Jesus Christ's faith and not to be moved.
我们对主的信心将帮助我们克服人生各种的困难与挑战。
And our faith in Christ can help us overcome the different challenges and difficulties in our life.
圣经的学者指出，当初神差遣摩西带领以色列百姓出埃及，神应许要赐给他们迦南地。
And the biblical scholar tells us that when God sent Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt, God promised the land of Canaan to them.
但是以色列民得到了神的拯救，脱离了在埃及奴隶的生活。
The Israelites were granted the salvation of God to leave their slavery lives in Egypt.
他们仍然停留在旷野四十年。
But they still wander in the wilderness for 40 years.
他们没有足够的信心去接受神所要赐给他们的祝福。
They didn't have enough faith to accept the blessing from God.
这也是 对我们在耶稣基督里的信仰一个很大的提醒。
And this is a very big reminder for us in our faith in Christ.
我们得着了耶稣基督拯救脱离了罪恶之奴隶的生活神在基督里应许我们丰盛喜乐的人生。
We were granted the salvation of Jesus Christ to escape the life of sin and slavery. And God has promised within Jesus Christ to give us abundant and joyful lives.
我们是凭着信心去领受，或是我们像当初出埃及那些的以色列民还停留在旷野里面呢？
And do we receive this blessing with faith, or are we just like the Israelites in Egypt who wandered in the wilderness?
虽然主应许我们活出一个积极丰盛的人生，但是我们是不是勇敢踏出信心的脚步去接受？
So even though the Lord has promised us a proactive and abundant life, but do we take that first step to receive?
Max Lucado 他这么的说，不要以你的能力衡量你的人生，乃是以神的能力去衡量。
Max Lucado, he said, don't measure your life by your ability, measure it by God's.
我们靠着神的能力去做事远比靠着我们自己的能力去做事能够完成更大的事。
If we do things by relying on God's ability rather than our ability, we could accomplish even greater things.
使徒保罗在宣扬福音的事工上能够有那么大的成就他将耶稣基督的福音传到欧洲新约圣经差不多一半是他所写的。他有那么大的宣教的热忱以及那么深度的神学的见解他的秘诀在于依靠从上面来的能力。
So Apostle Paul, he has accomplished a lot in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. He spread the gospel to the European region and wrote about half of the New Testament. And he had such a great compassion and such a deep knowledge of theology. All the secrets coming from him relying in the Lord.
所以他也很公然的来夸口他是一位软弱的人。
And very publicly, he proclaims that he's a very weak person.
哥林多后书十一章三十节说，我若必须自夸，就夸那关乎我的软弱的事罢了。
In 2 Corinthians 11:30, he says, if I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness.
保罗来见证在一次的异象的当中神对他说在哥林多后书十二章第九节他就是神对我说我的恩典够你用因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱好叫基督的能力庇护我
And Apostle Paul he testifiesThat God spoke to him through a vision in 2 Corinthians 12:9. But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me.
意思就是当使徒保罗在神的面前来承认他自己的软弱的时候，因此神的能力能够完全的来充满他。
Means that Paul, when he admitted his own weaknesses before the Lord, God's power can fill him.
神的能力取代他的能力。
And God's ability replaces his own ability.
神的力量成为他的力量。
And God's strength became his strength.
所以他能够为主来成就伟大的事工。
And therefore, he was able to accomplish all the great missions for the Lord.
今天礼拜结束之后我们要选出一位长老两位执事以及提名委员我们无论是任职或者是没有任职 在教会的侍奉上，我们看到弟兄姐妹大家都是非常的热心来参与的侍奉。
And after the Sunday service today, we'll be electing a new elder and two new deacons, and also the nomination committee for next year. Whether we hold position or not in church, we see that everyone is so compassionate about serving.
那我们最重要的就是在主面前谦卑我们自己，让主来使用，使神的能力来成为我们的能力。
The most important thing is that we humble ourselves so to become a vessel for the Lord, so that God's strength can become our strength.
以弗所书第三章二十节说，上帝能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想。
Ephesians 3:20, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we all ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us.
汽车大王 Henry Ford 曾经这么说，一个人所做最大的发现，他的大惊奇之一，就是去发现他能够去做他本来害怕所不能做的事。
Henry Ford, he once said that one of the great discoveries a man makes, one of his great surprises, is to find that he can do what he was afraid he couldn't do.
这句话帮助我们来了解我们，无论是在侍奉上，在工作上，在研究上等等，我们依靠神所赐给我们的能力的时候，或是我们向神来祈求能力，我们将发现我们能够去成就本来我们所害怕不能够成就的事。
And these words help us understand that whether it's in service or work or our research, when we rely on the ability that was granted by God, or we ask more strength from God, we can discover that we can accomplish things that we were afraid that we couldn't do.
最后，对主一个新的认识。
Finally, a new understanding toward Christ.
再回到哥林多前书十五章五十八节说，要不辞劳苦的为主工作，因为你们知道为主工作绝不会是徒然的。
And going back to 1 Corinthians 15:58, says the second half says, always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
主是一位全能的神。
God is an Almighty God.
他无所不知，无所不在，因为因此我们为他的劳苦，为他所有一切的付出，他都知道。
He knows everything and he's omnipresent. And therefore, all of our services and efforts, he understands. He knows.
他必亲自报偿我们。
He will personally reward us.
因此保罗要我们知道为主工作绝不会是徒然的。
And therefore, Paul wants us to know that all of our work is not in vain.
George Bolt, 在宾州的费城管理一间24房间的旅馆。
George Bolt is a manager in a 24-room hotel in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
有一个晚上，一对夫妇到柜台来要订房间。
One evening, a couple came to the desk and wanted to get a room.
这是在几十年前是这样做，现在的年轻人都上网，一下子就是去订好了，去订的这些房间了。
That's what they did in the past, and in these days, people go online and reserve it.
当时代不是这样子。
But it wasn't that way in the past.
这对夫妇要来订房间的时候，就是这么说：对不起，房间都已经住满了，没有空位，连一间也没有。
So George told the couple that I'm sorry, but our rooms are filled and there are no vacancy, not a single room here.
George 也知道在整个 Philadelphia 都没有房间了。
George, he also knows that there's no vacancies anywhere in the entire town of Philadelphia.
特别就是在那一段期间呢，很多人都到费城来，所以在他们的城里，几乎每一个旅馆、每一间旅馆都住满了人。
He knew that it was a busy time in Philadelphia and all the rooms are occupied in the entire city.
他知道如果基队夫妇离开他们治理之后也不会找到任何的房间来过夜。
And he knew that as soon as when this couple leaves his place, they're not going to be able to find any room anywhere.
就是对基队夫妇说这样子你们睡我的房间好吗我今天晚上就睡在外面的沙发。
So then George told him, hey, listen, why don't you take my room and I'll sleep on the couch tonight?
基对夫说啊这个我们不可以占你的房间。
The couple said, oh, we can't take your room.
就是说如果你们不接受我的 offer, 我的提议你们在任何地方也找不到一间房间。
And George told them, if you don't take my offer, you won't find a room anywhere.
基对夫妇同意留下来。
Finally, this couple agreed to stay.
这个基他们停留过后，回去跟 George 也继续保持联络。
So this couple they kept in touch with George after that night.
几年之后 ，George 接到从纽约寄来的一封信。就是以前在他的旅馆住的那一对夫妇请 George 邀请 George 到纽约去访问他们几天。
A few years later, George received a letter from New York City. It's actually a letter from that couple. And they invited George to visit New York for a couple days.
George 去了之后他望着一间又大又美丽的旅馆。
When George went, he saw a big and beautiful hotel.
他的朋友对 George 说 ，George， 我要你来管理这间旅馆。
So this couple told George, "Hey George, I'd like you to manage this hotel."
这么大的一间旅馆，那个 lobby 那么的漂亮。
So a really big hotel, very beautiful lobby.
这个主人叫做 William Waldorf Astor.
And the owner of this hotel, his name is William Waldorf Astor.
美国富豪之一，他建造了这间 Waldorf Astoria 五星级的饭店。
He's one of the really wealthy people in America, and he built this hotel called Waldorf Astoria, a five-star hotel.
阿斯特知道，如果 George Bolt 能够忠心的来管理在费城一间小旅馆，并且他关心他的顾客的话，这样他也能够很好的来管理 Waldorf Astoria。
Astor knew that if George Bolt could be faithful in managing a little hotel in Philadelphia, and that he caring for his patrons, that he would do a great job managing this hotel, Waldorf Astoria.
George 在小事上的忠心，后来被托付去负责更大的事。
Because George was faithful in the small things, he was asked to carry an even bigger responsibility.
我们在侍奉上，以及在其他各个不同的工作上。也是一样。
And this is the same way for us when we serve in church and also different duties.
我们在小事上忠心，我们尽心尽力的服侍，我们更发挥出神所赐给我们的恩赐与才能，因此我们获得了更多的经验、能力以及服侍的机会。
For faithful and small things, we serve with our whole heart and whole strength, and we could really use the potential, our potential and talent from God. We could gain even more experience and more strength and more service opportunities.
马太福音二十五章十四到三十节来记载三个仆人的比喻。
In Matthew 25 records a parable of the three servants.
耶稣设了一个天国的比喻，一个人往外国去。把产业交给三个仆人。
And Jesus was describing the kingdom as a metaphor, as almost the owner going on a journey, and that he trusted his wealth to three servants.
一个交给5000，一个2000，另外一个1000。
One was trusted with 5 bags of gold, a second with 2 bags, and one with 1.
那连5000块与2000块的仆人，他们立刻去做生意，各赚了5000与2000回来。
And the two that received 5 bags and 2 bags of gold, they did business and gained another 5 bags and 2 bags.
主人各自对他们两人说， 好，你这良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。So
the master told him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness."
像刚才Joe的故事一样，他在工作上忠心。 他被托付去做更多更大的事。
Just like the story about George, he was faithful in his small business, and he was put in charge to even greater things.
使徒保罗也勉励我们要不辞辛劳的为主做工，因为为主做工绝不会是徒然的。
And again, Paul encourages us to always give ourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because we know that our labor in the Lord is not in vain.
使徒保罗没有在这经文里面清楚地告诉我们说主要怎么样的报答或者是赏赐我们，但当我们不辞辛劳为主的工作，有一点我们知道，我们的主是一位慈爱公正的主。
In this scripture, Paul didn't really clearly tell us that how God is going to reward us when we work diligently for them. But there's one point that we know that our God is merciful and righteous. And he's going to reward us with his abundant mercy.
因此我们只是尽我们的心来回应神在我们身上的爱来服侍他。
And all we have to do is give ourselves fully to respond to the Lord's love for us.
依照一个研究，有人调查，在全球、全世界有20万、21万的基督徒。
There's a study that revealed that globally there are 2.2 billion Christians.
但是差不多20亿的基督徒。 是不热心的基督徒。
But 2 billion out of the 2.2 are lukewarm Christians.
所以 2 billion 20亿的基督徒是不热心的基督徒，就好像以色列民出了埃及，到了旷野，他们还没有从旷野地进到了迦南地一样。
These two billion Christians are just like the Israelites wandering in the wilderness. They still haven't entered the promised land.
如果这20亿的基督徒从旷野里出来，这个世界将变成多么不一样的一个世界！
How would this world be different if 2 billion people come out of the wilderness?
多少的喜乐！ 将被释放出来，充满着整个这个环境，整个气氛。How
much joy will be unleashed into the atmosphere?
多少的智慧将被发掘出来，与被分享。And
how much wisdom will be courted and shared?
多少的战争将被避免了。And
how many wars will be prevented?
多少的饥饿将被除去了。
How much hunger will be eliminated?
如果每一位基督徒都能够活出耶稣基督美好的见证来，这个世界将成为多么不一样的一个世界！
If every Christian could live out a beautiful testimony for Christ, how different would this world be?
以上这些问题来提醒我们作为神的儿女的人，而我们应当热心的来服侍，来爱神，来爱人。
And all these questions remind us that as God's children, we all should passionately serve the Lord and love God and love people.
我们很高兴看到我们教会大家弟兄姐妹在主面前这种的热心来服侍神。
We are very joyful and grateful to see all the brothers and sisters serving God with so much passion.
我们盼望所有的基督徒都能够来活出耶稣基督的见证，带来这个社会与世界正面的影响。因此我们将看到我们为主的侍奉不是突然的。
We all pray that we could all serve passionately for the Lord and bring a positive impact to the society and this world. And we could see that our testimony for the Lord is not in vain.
借着我们大家的服侍在主面前的热心，能够带来别人与我们自己的祝福。
And through our services to the Lord, that we can bring blessings to others.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的父神，我们感谢你在基督里来爱我们。
A loving Father, we thank you. You love us in Christ.
基督从死里的得胜，赐给我们一个永生的盼望。
That the victory of Christ gives us a transcending hope.
也让我们在这世界上的生命能够把握住来爱你，来爱人。
And let us seize the opportunity to of our lives in this world to love you and to love others.
借着我们的作为带来这个世界正面的影响。
And through our service, we could bring a positive impact to this world.
我们也为在美国南部Houston, Florida 的风灾、水灾以及 Puerto Rico 的风灾以及这个墨西哥的大地震，许多这些的天灾人祸，我们求主你亲自的怜悯。
We lift up the southern region of the U.S. of Florida, Puerto Rico, and Mexico. Lift up all the natural disasters from hurricane, earthquakes. Lift up the people to you.
也借着我们对周遭许多这些灾难的人。所发出的爱心，让这个世界也能够充满多一份的温暖。
And through our assistance and our love for those people, that we could make this world a warmer place.
我们今天也将召开年度的合会，求主你的圣灵跟我们同在。
And today we'll be holding our annual congregational meeting. We pray you to be with us.
让我们弟兄姐妹在圣路易借着我们的教会，大家同心合意为主你来做见证。
We pray that all our brothers and sisters get to work together to be a testimony for you.
求主你的圣灵继续来跟我们每一位同在，将主你的平安来赐给我们每一位。
We pray that your Spirit continue to be with us and grant us your peace.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.